time for you to line up with lots of other people all around the country and all around the world, actually. That's kind of a cool thing, doing radio programs and podcasts that now are available. If you go to any of these various sites like TuneIn Radio, Blog Talk, Stitcher Radio, GCN, CRN, it's neat because you can find us anywhere in the world and therefore learn during our hours of discussion and focus on health, Good Day Health, in fact. We present to you two different points of view on the medical realities, Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour, and then Dr. Ken Kronhaus in another hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida, is esteemed one of the top cardiologists in the country, got a lot of awards. He's a facilitator at lots of events. He's a cool guy who has lots of fun equipment. Has very expensive equipment, too, I might add, to help people that come to his clinic realize how they stay on the straight and narrow. And as we say frequently here, it's up to you to figure out how to take care of your body. You can get help from great people like Dr. Ken, but you better be on top of it yourself. Know your body. Know the signs. There are always things that are going on in your body. And one of the things that Ken does here on Good Day Health is take a number of studies that are published during the course of the week and analyzes them for us so we will know what the latest overview is when it comes to general knowledge, things that are commonly a problem. For example, one of the items this week, Ken, is a focus on diet and how it may help you if you have a history of gout. And with that comes a question, why is it that gout bothers men a lot more than it does women?
Well, that's a good question. And
I thought it was.
That is true, that it does affect men much more commonly. And it's not totally understood why, whether there's some genetic element that adds to this. Clearly, there's an inflammatory component. Gout is a joint disease that causes extreme pain and swelling due to excess uric acid in the blood. It's the most common form of inflammatory arthritis, and an increased number of Americans are suffering from gout. And why men have this more commonly, we really don't know. And again, it may be have to do with genetic element. It may have to do with dietary changes, differences in how men and women consume foods, but all speculation, and maybe one day we'll understand this. The news this week is that the DASH diet, that's the dietary approach to stop hypertension, that diet, which is high in uric acid, it's high in fruits and vegetables and low in salt, sugar, and red meat, can lower levels of uric acid in the blood. The American Heart Association, Doug, has long supported the DASH diet as a way to avoid heart disease.
All right. The DASH diet and how it keeps you so. Fruits, the DASH diet helps you in lots of different ways, it sounds
fruits,
like.
Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. That's the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. And again, yes, we have known that it would help you with heart disease. And the news this week is that it'll help you to prevent gout.
All right. So you just listed beans, seeds, and nuts. A lot of people would compare that, or they would include with that whole grains. And then there are those who say whole grains are not good for you. There are things, even feeding dogs, it says no grain, which is sometimes assumed to be a filler. So how do we know, wheat? I have a horrible allergy.
Well, I want to take exception to what you just said. Whole grains are so healthy, and there's so much study out.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just wanting to know how we define them.
Whole grains?
Yeah.
Well, you look on the label, and if it says whole, that's whole grains.
Right. Oats.
Oats. Which, yes.
Rice, corn, that kind of stuff.
The things that you want have gluten in them, and there's all these studies about gluten-free diets are not healthy for people who don't have issues with gluten, because people are staying away from the whole grains, and the whole grains are so healthy. They're good for the heart. They're good for the circulation. They're good for the GI tract.
So I went into a Panera Bread store last night. I was running from one thing to another.
I ate there yesterday myself.
Did you? And so I said that they have a fish, sort of a fish sandwich, and I told them to not give me any bread. And the guy looked at me and said, is this because of an allergy? And I said, yeah. And so they charged me less for this piece of fish that I had with a bowl of soup and a little bit of salad than I would. I said to him, why'd you ask me that? He said, because we'd charge you the regular price, even if we didn't give you the bread, but because you've got an allergy, we take off a dollar for the bread. Which I thought was fairly interesting. Didn't you find that interesting?
Sounds very reasonable.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
But right. Like whole wheat, whole oats, brown rice, whole rye, frika, whole frika, grain barley,
what's frika?
Buckwheat, bulgur, canoa. These are all whole grains. Mm-hmm. Whole wheat, Cusco, corn. That's a good list of whole grains.
Quinoa. That's a fabulously popular thing at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Quinoa, is that good for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to back up and be Farmer Doug for a second. When you mentioned buckwheat, I was thinking about all the times as a kid I had buckwheat pancakes. But the other thing is
thinking about all the times I watched The Little Rascals.
Now you're dating yourself. One of the characters, for those of you who are wondering, if you Google the Young Rascals, you'll see a character named Buckwheat. It was Alfalfa. God, we could spend half of the morning talking about some of the characters on that show. Anyway, the point I'm bringing up now is I use buckwheat. I just bought, as a matter of fact, four more bags of it as a seed. It grows so fast that at this time of year when you're reseeding on my farm, I'm reseeding a lot of hay fields. And I'm using buckwheat in the mix because it grows so fast, it chokes out weeds that might otherwise grow fast and choke out some of the timothy or the alfalfa or some of the fescue that would grow otherwise. It's a very fast-growing and very good. The cows love it. It's supposedly nutritionally very good.
And a little tidbit about canola. Yeah. It's the grain that has more protein than any other grain.
So it's a protein substitute. Though for people like me that don't eat a lot of meat or anything that supposedly has protein in it.
Technically, it's a seed and not a grain.
Is it? Okay. All right, folks. You get a lot out of that conversation. 14 past the hour. Here's something else you're going to get a lot out of. Ken, talking as the first order of business here, what is great for your brain, for your muscles, for everything, the micro vessels in your body need blood. And Ken is going to tell you how, as we have over the last 3 years, how we've described Superbeets as the best way to have healthy circulation, a healthy heart, good blood pressure, all that stuff, Ken.
Here's my wheelhouse, a natural product with good science behind it that we all need to have a healthy life and a good lifestyle. And this is all about nitric oxide, Nobel Prize winning research from 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And if we don't have the building blocks of nitric oxide continuously replenished in our body, we can't make nitric oxide. This is the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. Remember from high school biology, the red blood cells take the oxygen from the circulation from head to toe. And what we now know is that these red blood cells have to first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide so that the blood vessels open up and let the red blood cells in to deliver the oxygen. And if you don't continuously remake this nitric oxide, the body won't work properly and it won't talk to each other from head to toe properly. And the best way to get the building blocks of nitric oxide is through this product, Neo40, which will get your tank level up. And if you want a boost of nitric oxide midday or before a workout, Superbeets is the product.
All right. Now, having all of that information, the next question is, okay, Dr. Ken, or Dr. Doug, how do I find Superbeets? You call 800-655-4183. That's a number I've said on the air so many times in the last 3 years. People listening to me probably have it by now. By the way, if you've been listening all this time and you haven't been on the Superbeets diet, I would just ask why. You get a bonus 30-day supply free. A lot of new listeners all the time on some of these
venues that I was talking about, TuneIn Radio, Blog Talk, that sort of thing. And the new folks listening, there's always new people coming in and out of stations that carry the program. So if you haven't heard or you haven't gotten into this Super Beats flow, call 800-655-4183 and you'll sign up, get a 30-day bonus. So you pay for 3 months, get four. You get a book on the Beats. You get free shipping. You mentioned Dr. Ken. Athletes trust Super Beats. This is just, it's nothing but common sense, actually, when you understand how it works. That's what's so great about this. There's nothing, a lot of heavy lifting scientific stuff going on here. No, it's just the fact that the nitric oxide in the beets opens up your arteries, smooths them out, and makes everything really smooth, smooth, smooth in your body. So order them now, 800-655-4183. Everybody else is talking about this. Why shouldn't you? Get the benefits of Super Beets, 800-655-4183.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
All right, so there's a report out this week. We were having a conversation about pain and how whether you want to take aspirin, NSAIDs, what do they call it?
NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. What a mouthful. We're talking about Celebrex, Voltaren, and ibuprofen, which is Motrin and Advil, and Indocin, those four drugs.
So the bad news here is that this research shows that these medications increase the risk of having a heart attack. So this would lead one to look at holistic, I mean, you didn't say it, but that's really kind of what we're saying, holistic ways to take care of pain.
Well, look, taking care of pain other than these common over-the-counter drugs, which for decades thought were benign, but they're really not. And we had inklings that you take them for long periods of time that they're a problem. But the news in the British Medical Journal this week is that short periods, 1 week, leads to a heart attack.
21 after.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Think you're good at political trivia?
Let's see if you can guess what famous political leader made this comment. Here's the quote. Regulators all too often encourage or approve unreasonably high prices, inadequate service, and anti-competitive behavior. The cost of this regulation is always passed on to the consumer, and that cost is astronomical. End of quote. If you're thinking Donald Trump, good guess, but it's wrong. Cutting government regulation is a popular topic these days, but that comment was made more than 30 years ago. Now that you know that, you may be thinking Ronald Reagan, but that's wrong too. Let's be fair, it's easy to think of one political party when we think of deregulation. But that statement was made by the former liberal U.S. Senator, Ted Kennedy. You see, in the 1970s, Kennedy led the effort to deregulate the airline industry. He lowered fares, revolutionized flying, and revealed the benefits of deregulation. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Actually, almost 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a weekly overview, an opportunity for you to hear about what's going on in the world of medicine and apply the items Dr. Ken Kronhaus brings to the surface to what's going on in your life. We'll see if we can get to some of your questions, too, through the balance of the next half hour. Meanwhile, a couple of other items to report on. One of them has to do with hormone replacement therapy, which in this circumstance, I'm guessing because it comes out of the journal Menopause, has to affect women more than men, Ken. Should I assume that?
Absolutely. This is a study about women and their hormonal replacement, as he said, out of the journal Menopause. Although there is male menopause, but this is in women. And it's
like I've always maintained that men have a period. They have a cycle, 28 days. I think men are very much on the same kind of cycle that women do. It manifests in different ways, but I think men have the same sorts of things going
there,
on.
There are cycles, and they do manifest in different ways.
Yeah.
But this deals with hearing loss in women, and hearing loss affects a whopping 48 million Americans, Doug. That's over 20% of the country's adult population. And the news this week is that women who use hormone therapy, they increase their risk of hearing loss, and that's the longer women use hormone replacement therapy, the higher the risk is. Additionally, this study found that an older age at menopause is also linked with a higher risk of hearing loss.
Really? Say that again. I want to emphasize that one more time.
An older age at menopause, you know, the average age is in the early 50s, but if you're older than the early 50s, when you hit menopause, this is linked with a significantly higher risk of hearing loss.
Huh. Wow. So, this is too easy a shot to take. So, women are hard to hear. Women are hard of hearing when it comes to discussing things with their spouses, their husbands, their partners. Is that right?
I don't want to go near that.
Yeah. I thought it was a too easy a shot. All right, next, an exercise opportunity and what happens when you do what you ought to do versus what some people feel compelled to do.
This is a bit complex, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. And this is all about exercise addiction, and it's real, and it can be a serious problem. This is an obsessive compulsive disorder. Healthcare professionals us. We need to recognize and understand the risks of exercise addiction. Patients, Doug, they may find it beneficial to work with fitness professionals and psychotherapists if they have this issue, to design an appropriate training regimen, and to relearn how to use internal sensations such as pain and fatigue, which get missed in this subgroup of people, to differentiate between appropriate versus excessive exercise. You know, you like to hear me say that the best drug that I prescribe is exercise, mm-hmm. but it's in moderation. You know, the people who run, for example, this came out of the Copenhagen study last year, people who run more than 15 miles a week, they're not doing it for their health.
Mm-mm. No, they're compelled. It's compulsion. It's
but it harms.
Addiction.
As doctors call it, a J curve. It improves, but then you do more and it comes down. And exactly. And it can lead to atrial fibrillation. It can cause heart issues. And it's just too much. But you talk to a runner and you say 15 miles a week and they'll laugh at you. They'll think that's like 1 or 2 days' work.
Yeah, right. Well, it's compulsive with them. I understand that. Coming up in the next half hour, Dr. Ken comments on a painkiller perhaps more effective than anything you've ever heard of before. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, a thought about May, which is actually, among other things, Bladder Cancer Awareness Month, time to understand the risk factors and show support for those living with bladder cancer. Here's reporter Andy Solomon with more info.
About 3 to 4 times more common in men than women, bladder cancer is the fourth most common cancer in American men. This year, about 79,000 new cases overall will be diagnosed in the U.S. alone. Rick Bangs, patient and advocate for the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, was diagnosed in 2006.
Like many people, I was unaware that blood in the urine and other symptoms could be a sign of bladder cancer. By the time many of us are diagnosed, bladder cancer has already advanced. If you think something might be wrong, don't be afraid to talk to your doctor. And if you are diagnosed, there are more options to treat bladder cancer now than ever before. As discoveries are being made in personalized medicine, new therapies may be available for each patient's individual cancer type.
For more about bladder cancer and its signs and symptoms, visit bcan.org. If you're living with bladder cancer, talk with your doctor about your treatment and testing options. AstraZeneca is a proud supporter of Bladder Cancer Awareness Month.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs are increasingly optimistic about the economy, according to the Spring 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, but this isn't yet translating into new investment in their business. The survey of 1,000 small business owners nationwide found that 52% are optimistic the national economy will improve over the next 12 months, up a staggering 21% since fall 2016. However, some uncertainty still exists among small business owners, as revenue expectations and growth plans remain at the modest levels seen last fall, and plans to increase hiring shrunk to a 5-year low of only 18%. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
We saw a surge in economic confidence, and it's a great indicator of potential small business growth in 2017. However, we do see a wait-and-see attitude persisting as we see entrepreneurs hold back on making new investments to hire and grow in the year ahead.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, mom will love an unforgettable gift from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 6000. That's berries.com special code 6000. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged or your money back. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's Berries, and I know your mom will be too. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 6000. That's berries.com, special code 6000.
Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do Mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Beam ourselves up into the health zone, courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here at 34 after the hour on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is available for consultation at his Lake Cardiology Clinic in mid-Florida around Orlando. The area code is 352 if you want to set up a time with him, 735-1400. I'd advise it, man. I've had something going on in my body. Never mind advice. That's what I do. I don't know what's going on. I go right to Ken. All right, let's figure it out. So if you want that kind of work done and the straight-from-the-shoulder approach that's kind and courteous, great bedside manner, then you want to – I mean, you hear how he is here. You understand by listening to him what he's all about. So if you can't find relief any other way, you can spell relief here, K-R-O – oh, wait a minute, K-R-O-N-H-A-U-S. Yeah, that's it. Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400. Or you could spell relief, Lake Cardiology, I suppose. 352-735-1400. Okay, so there's a lot of talk about pain this week on our session. Babies crying. Doctors have a hard time, apparently, Ken, telling if a newborn is in pain during procedures like blood tests, but apparently there's a new method that will show you how much discomfort a baby is actually in. This research was developed to determine babies' pain levels by measuring their brain activity. And so I would say if they can do that with babies, pediatricians relying on facial expressions and body movements and that sort of thing, but this new business checks out the pain level according to their brain. Why couldn't they do that with adults? One would wonder.
You know, well, you can just ask adults.
Oh. Duh. See? Simple answers to complex problems. It sounds like having a conversation with Meredith. I'll send her a 3-paragraph thing and 3 words come back to analyze it. So there's Dr. Ken. Okay. So what about pain, though? I've never... This may be close to home. It may not be. It depends. I've been to a number of brises in my life where in the celebration of the Jewish tradition, the male baby has a circumcision procedure. And I just I've been circumcised. You probably have. Most men these days are. But apparently Rather than make a statement, I'll ask you a question. What kind of psychological impact does something like that have? And back to what this business is about, newborns' pain. What do we need to know that we don't? Should we be paying more attention to this sort of thing? Because children can't speak until they're 2 years old. So how do we really know what's going on with them?
Well, exactly.
Can't say how.
You know, during a breast, the child's usually given a little bit of alcohol, you know, a little bit of wine to suck on. And you're going to talk a little bit about how beer relieves pain in a study. So the alcohol probably sedates them a little bit, but it is a tradition. Somehow we've all survived it, but hopefully it's done as painlessly as possible.
Well, you'd like to think that that was the case. Let's talk about this.
It's always compared to what? Would you rather have it done when you're 20 years old?
Right. Yes. This study you were just alluding to, if you're a beer lover, you're going to love this. Study finds that 2 pints of beer a day are better than an over-the-counter pain reliever for beating. Is it alcohol? Is that what it's doing? What is it? The sensation of pain in your brain is what you have. If you cut your finger, it doesn't hurt. On your finger, it hurts in your brain. And the brain says, this area hurts. But you don't really hurt in your finger, do you?
Well, where do you hurt? The hurt is at the finger site, the sensation.
Yeah, but doesn't it relate the neurons or whatever?
It's transmitted to the brain.
Yeah.
And to let you know about the feeling, but the sensors of the pain are at the site where you cut yourself. So the electrical impulses are just transmitted centrally to the brain so that you become aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a whole pathway. And, boy, are we getting into the weeds.
I know we are.
But the key with the study, which you bring up very well and very important, this study about how using beer is more effective than acetaminophen for relieving pain, the important thing is, but don't use it for pain, because the offset is that the damage that is done by 3 or more servings of alcohol is much worse than the benefit you're going to get from pain relief. So although this study shows that alcohol is a very effective pain reliever, it also states that it shouldn't be used as an effective pain reliever.
It shouldn't be used.
It should not. Because of the damage that occurs at the levels of alcohol you need to take to effectively reduce pain.
So given what you said a few minutes ago about taking these NDAs, what are they calling
it? NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
So what then? You have lousy choices here.
So what can you do for pain?
Right.
These studies of heart attacks are the NSAIDs being taken orally. And they haven't yet studied using the NSAID pain patch put directly at the spot. And I think you're going to absorb less into the blood that way. So I think for now, if I had some serious pain, I would try to use one of these anti-inflammatory analgesic pain patches that I could put right at the spot. The other thing, physical therapy is so important, and also going through the usual ice and heat is very important, and just knowing how to choose your activities is very important. And then if you then have to step it up and use something more potent, you want to try to use the lowest dose for the shortest period of time. But what is also so key is so often when people have pain, they say, just give me something for the pain. But you want to know what's causing the pain. And if at all possible, try to figure out the cause of the pain and then try to correct the cause. That seems so obvious, but it's not very often done. Everyone just says, give me the pain pill, get rid of the pain.
Give me a pill. I want a pill.
Yes.
Pills.
But always think about what is the cause of my pain and can that cause be fixed?
Mm-hmm. All right. In a moment, I want to bring you not a hypothetical, it may be with some people. A lot of people are complaining about cramps these days. I have The other night I woke up screaming in pain with heavy, heavy leg cramps.
In the legs, yes.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that, how to alleviate it, what do I do? I have been doing something, but let's talk about that for everybody because it seems to be I'm heavily, my legs, I'm working them out, you know, using heavy weights, and I don't know whether that's it. I've been drinking more water, but we'll get to the bottom of it in a moment because if you're having the problem, you'll want to know what my experience is and what Ken's advice is to you as well as to me. Advice, you get plenty of it. Sometimes it's free. Sometimes you pay for it. I'm going to tell you that part of this program brought to you in small measure by people who want you to enjoy the better things in life. Ken will tell you nothing better than a good night's sleep. And the best way to get a good night's sleep is with ParachuteHome.com, parachute sheets, pillowcases, bedding sets. They are so comfortable and cozy, you can't help but get a good night's rest. So in order to put yourself in that place, visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV and get free shipping with your order. You get the whole McGillie. Look at the catalog and say, okay, I want this kind of sheet, those kind of towels, this sort of thing for my home. There's incredible softness and smoothness to these sheets. Egyptian cotton, and the stitching is done in Italy. They're shipped to America where they are sent to you. It's a direct-to-consumer model that means you get the best price on their high-quality products every single day. They don't discount because they don't have to. They've sold tens of thousands of these sets of sheets since going into business. So join that group. Order your sheets from ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
This report is brought to you by Merck. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called it a silent killer. Chronic hepatitis C virus affects 3.5 million Americans, and U.S. veterans are three times as likely to be infected as the general population. Dr. Eric Lawitz, a veteran and physician at the Texas Liver Institute in San Antonio, is teaming up with Merck to urge veterans to talk to their doctor about Hep C.
Chronic hepatitis C can have serious consequences. If left untreated, there's a high risk of liver damage, including liver failure or liver cancer. Even though it can be detected by a simple blood test from your doctor, about half of those infected don't even know it. But thanks to recent medical advances, people with this disease have treatment options.
If you are a veteran, don't wait. Talk with your doctor about chronic Hep C today.
Good Day Health and a focus on medical marijuana. Looks like Congress has not a lot of interest in cracking down on state medical marijuana laws because it is written into the newly unveiled budget bill from this past week that the feds are not putting any money into policing the federal laws. Tucked away on pages 230 and 231 of the 1,600-page bill is what's known as the Rohrabacher-Blumenauer Amendment. Wow. Rohrabacher-Blumenauer Amendment. The provision says the U.S. Department of Justice cannot use any funds to go after medical marijuana and prosecute people who are using it. Period. End of story. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, said a month or so ago that he believes medical marijuana has been hyped, maybe too much, but the provision isn't a complete blow to Sessions' marijuana fight. But he's backward. The idea, if you're going to fight this, it isn't, whether it's good for you or it isn't, isn't the point at the moment. We can debate that, discuss it. I don't think that it's particularly good for you. But in terms of the law and what, especially in terms of medical marijuana, what's going to come out of all of this is that you can use it where it's legal, it's legal. And as far as recreational marijuana is concerned, there are 8 states in the District of Columbia that are using recreational marijuana. This law, this amendment, does allow the DOJ to go after. Whether they will or not, it seems rather foolish. But the governments have done foolish things in the past. You can see after September 11th, we still sent FBI agents to Washington State to go after people using drugs. So, food for thought from the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so heavy leg cramps, 14 before the hour, by the way. Dr. Ken Kronaus is here. The heavy cramps that I'm experiencing with my legs, calf muscles. I have big calf muscles and always have, and now a larger, what do they call it? It's not your, what's the muscle? I never can remember. The muscle on your leg, the legs, the big one at the top is whatever that is. The quads. Okay, right. Thank you. So anyway, I used to experience a lot of leg cramps in my calves. Now I'm getting them in the quads as well. And I take a supplement from Standard Process called Cataplex F that Jack Stockwell recommends. And I think it's kind of an iron supplement, if I'm not mistaken. So what does that do? It somehow or other, it alleviates the problem. I've been drinking more water. The problem is when you drink more water, you get up 2 or 3 times during the night and have a pee. And I don't like that necessarily. So what do you do? What's in your experience, what's the best way to treat heavy leg cramps or cramps anywhere? Because you can get them in your back, you can get them in your shoulder, you can get them any place. In your legs, arms, hands, feet.
Well, leg cramps or night cramps are common. And there's many, many causes for them, including we don't know what causes them. But clearly the condition that's most common is just dehydration. Because most people don't want to end up, as you were pointing out, running to the bathroom several times a night, getting up and ruining the quality of your sleep. So people tend to stop drinking any fluids, and either they're going to wake up and go to the bathroom or they're going to wake up with leg cramps. So you have to thread that needle, get enough fluids in, and not just plain water, but something similar in tone to blood so it'll stay in your tank. And avoid dehydration. But then there's a lot of other uncommon reasons why this can occur. And I bet in your situation, that's what it is, just a matter of a little dehydration. But peripheral artery disease, spinal stenosis can do it, kidney issues, anemia, cirrhosis, that's liver, thyroid, diabetes. There's some drugs, especially diuretics, oral contraceptives. Some of the statins can make you feel this way. People who are on dialysis often feel and suffer from these leg cramps. Parkinson's disease, pregnancy is a common cause of leg cramps. And fortunately, it's not fatal or chronic. And you get over it, you deliver, and the leg cramps suddenly vanish. But staying adequately hydrated is probably the best solution.
Better. You sent me a report. We only have about a minute left here in this segment about how much damage there is in your liver if you take a lot of supplements. That seems, and you know I take a lot of supplements, so I know you're concerned, although I don't have liver damage, but I think it's the natural supplements versus the ones that are man-made that are the problem, are they not?
There's a list in that article of various. Most of them are the unnatural ones, if that makes any sense,
right.
A supplement being unnatural, but we could talk about that in another time.
It's the stuff that's created in a laboratory versus that which is created
Correct.
From food.
Correct.
And those are the things.
Just natural food is not going to do it, but the laboratory ones. There are a couple of food ones that will, but mostly not.
All right. There's the word. Dr. Ken Kronaus here with us on Good Day Health at 10 before the hour.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
After the hour, another doctor, some more information. Test your knowledge of what you know about yourself with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted eminent cardiologist who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, here with us every week to go through some of the amazing news that comes from the medical journals. Let's start, because you're a cardiologist, Ken, let's start with the information about painkillers and how they affect your heart.
Sure, Doug. Using ibuprofen and other types of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, the Advils of the world, all those types of medicines, for as little as 1 week may increase the risk of heart attack. Individuals who use any of these NSAIDs at any dose for at least 1 week have a 20 to 50% increased risk of heart attack compared to individuals who do not use NSAIDs. Keep doses low and short duration.
All right. So you're the cardiologist. Let's kind of get to the bottom of this. What is happening? Because in there's ibuprofen in these things, and aspirin is ibuprofen, is it not?
Not really.
This is where the confusion comes in. Some people think aspirin and Tylenol and these other things are all pretty much the same thing.
They're not. They're very different. You have to think of families of drugs. And in each family, there's a number of members. And the family name is the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, NSAIDs. And aspirin is an NSAID, but it has unique properties of also not only lowering pain, but also thinning blood. And all of these other NSAIDs just lower pain. And those are like the Advils, the Motrins, the ibuprofens. And those groups, aside from aspirin, are the ones that seem to be causing heart attacks. So you want to really stay away from those unless you have no other choice.
So
The British Medical Journal just this morning.
If you take an aspirin, though, isn't that supposed to be
aspirin is not
good.
I'm not talking about it. Aspirin.
I know
is,
you're not.
Aspirin is good, but it, you know, in every little drug, there's a little bit of poison and there's a lot of good. And aspirin can irritate the stomach. It can cause bleeding over a long period of time. See, you have to use it cautiously, but it has a lot of wonderful things in it. We've talked about it all the time, lowering the risk of heart attacks, strokes, even may lower the risk of breast cancer and also the GI, gastrointestinal cancer.
All right. So here's another one. That I find very concerning. how many drugs that get approved by the FDA are then, after approval, subsequently a problem.
This is concerning, and this is published this week in Journal of the American Medical Association. We finally call it JAMA, that nearly one in three drugs, Doug, that receive FDA approval have safety concerns. These safety risks emerge on average 4 years after approval. This means that many patients are exposed to these medications before the risks become clear. You have to be very cautious with these new drugs because there's an evolution in the development of drugs. There's all this pressure to get these new drugs out because people's lives are on the line. But then these problems do develop because there's really no great model for speeding up this process. So you have to use them cautiously and only use them if you have no other choice until you see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's compare and contrast that to Super Beets, which is an all-natural product that comes from non-GMO beets. There's nothing in this. There's no drugs in it at all. It's completely natural. And it opens up, as a cardiologist, you can safely describe better than can I the impact of this on microvessels and the arteries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and why that makes an important difference.
Sure. This is concentrated food, and that's why I love it. And it's based on good evidence, and it's based on Nobel Prize-winning discovery that we all need replenishment of nitric oxide. It's the third gas in the body, like oxygen and carbon dioxide. This gas is necessary to help the blood vessels open up and to help the body communicate from head to toe. The red blood cells, remember from high school biology, carry oxygen from head to toe, but before they can get into your circulation, they have to release this other gas, nitric oxide, so that the blood vessels open up to let the red blood cell in. And your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks of nitric oxide, which can diminish, you can be empty of them. And that's where the Super Beets or the Neo 40, this granulated beet product, comes into play, developed by a physiologist at Baylor University. It's the real thing. I strongly recommend it.
So take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 and get on the program with Super Beets. First order, get you an extra month's supply free. You also have free shipping. You mentioned Dr. Ken, the book about beets. 800-655-4183. That's Super Beets. Now, 800-655-4183.
How long would it take you to get to a hospital in a critical emergency? More than 85 million Americans live more than an hour's drive from a trauma center. Emergency transport by helicopter is often the only way to get a patient to the hospital when every minute counts, especially in rural communities. Dr. Dar Kavaspor says it can be a matter of life and death, and that we need to protect access to these vital medical services.
It's the trauma surgeon like myself or an ER physician who receives these patients in the emergency room. So I see firsthand what an incredible difference it makes when patients arrive in the ER having been transported quickly by the air medical crew. It's during these emergencies that every second matters, and we really cannot let these services go away.
With rising healthcare costs and increased hospital closures, supporters of Emergency Air Medical Services have launched the Save Our Air Medical Resources campaign to protect access to emergency healthcare for millions of Americans. For more information, visit SOARcampaign.com. I'm Doug Desher reporting.